Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling a really persistent one, that rumor about a Costco coming to the Hardeeville and Okady area, you know, near Sun City Hilton Head. It's been around for, what, almost a decade now?
Yeah, it really has some serious staying power in the Lowcountry, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So our mission today, really, is to look at the developer notes, some recent reports from 2025, and just cut through all that speculation.
Okay.
We want to figure out how this whole thing started, and importantly, where that Okady Crossing project actually stands today.
All right, let's dive in. So the origin, it seems to go back to 2016, right? Horn Properties proposed this pretty massive 180-acre development called Okady Crossing, planned right there at US 278 and SC 170. And the early site plans that got around, well, they showed some big names. Costco was on there.
Yeah, and Target, Kohl's too, I believe. And what's really interesting, what really fueled this was context.
Okay.
There was this key survey back in 2015. It actually identified Costco as the number one most wanted retailer in all of Beaufort County.
Wow, number one.
Number one. So when those plans, even though they were just plans, showed up with Costco listed, well, you can imagine the excitement. People felt like they had proof, even if, you know, the developer never actually confirmed a signed deal.
That 2015 data point is huge then. It wasn't just wishful thinking. So, okay, if the demand was clearly there, why did it stall out so fast, like mid-2016?
Well, it boils down to a classic catch-22 situation. It's all about development finance and, frankly, the scale of this thing.
Right, 180 acres isn't small.
Exactly. Building at Okady Crossing, it needed major infrastructure work first. We're talking millions for a new road right across the property. And developers, they typically can't just finance that huge upfront cost easily. They need commitments. They needed big anchor tenants like a Costco to sign leases before construction.
Okay.
Because those signed leases, that's guaranteed future income. And that's what banks look for, to lend the money for the initial work, like the road.
So the developer needed the store commitments to build the road. But the big stores, the Costcos, they weren't going to commit until that road and access were actually in place.
Precisely. A genuine stalemate. It basically froze the whole project.
Did that ever get resolved? What's the latest?
It did not. According to the reporting we have from 2025, the specific piece of land at Okady Crossing that was looked at for Costco, quote, fell through sometime after 2019.
Fell through. Why?
The reporting points to cost issues, persistent ones that just couldn't be worked out. Mm-hmm. And Michael Patterson from Horn Properties confirmed that the land is not currently under contract and nothing is imminent.
So definitively nothing happening there.
Right. And interestingly, there was also talk around the same time about Trader Joe's maybe going in there too. That's also been confirmed as false.
Yeah.
So both rumors officially debunked for that site.
Okay. So the Okady dream seems to have faded. But Costco itself, they are still expanding nationally, right?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. The 2025 reports mentioned several confirmed new warehouses opening across the U.S., places like Brentwood, California,
yeah.
Genesee County in Michigan, Prosper, Texas, Sharon, Massachusetts.
Interesting list. And it kind of suggests maybe they prefer spots where the big infrastructure is already sorted out, unlike the Okady situation, avoids that massive upfront investment headache.
That could be part of the strategy, yeah.
Yeah.
And if you bring it back to South Carolina specifically, the Lowcountry, including that Okady-Hardeeville area, well, it's still off their current expansion map.
No plans for the Lowcountry soon, then.
Costco explicitly said no new warehouse openings in this region by early 2025. But there is good news for the state overall.
Okay.
They are expanding elsewhere in South Carolina. A new store is actually scheduled to open pretty soon, October 30th, 2025, up in Indian Land. That's in Lancaster County, right on Charlotte Highway.
Indian Land. Okay, so that's near Charlotte.
Exactly. And once that one opens, South Carolina will have 7 Costcos total, adding to the ones already in Spartanburg, Greenville, Mount Pleasant, Columbia, Charleston, and Myrtle Beach.
7 statewide, but still none in that Beaufort County, Jasper County area where the demand seems so high. So the bottom line for our listener really is?
The bottom line is the Okady or Hardeeville Costco is, and seemingly always was, just a rumor. It came from that very early site plan back in 2016, one that was never finalized.
And it collapsed mainly because of those big infrastructure costs and the catch-22 you described. No actual deal was ever signed.
That's what the evidence shows. The initial excitement, totally understandable given the survey data.
Yeah.
The financial realities, the road issue.
Right.
It just starts it from happening.
Right. So here's something to think about, maybe mull over. We know the local desire was incredibly strong right off I-95, too. Mm.
But knowing the project needed that massive multi-million dollar road first, maybe the actual logistical efficiency wasn't quite there. Like, was moving all those giant containers from the ports nearby maybe not efficient enough to justify the developer's huge upfront spend? Does global distribution math sometimes just override intense local excitement? Something to consider.